talk to me, damn it, or else I'm gonna throw you in the fire!
You like scary movies?
Ghost story and horror film addict.
Ooh, scary movie.
Welcome to Spooky Night with your favorite uncle and host, Alexis Chainsaw Massacre.
Hey y'all, welcome to Boogie Nights. This is your favorite uncle and host, Alexis Chainsaw Massacre, and I am back, bitches. It's been a hot minute since I talked to you guys last. To be fair, I've had a lot going on in my crazy ass life. Within a 2 week period, had seen over a dozen houses, put bids on three, and now here we are in the spooky Addams Family house. Just to give you guys an idea, because you're horror fans and you'll appreciate this, my house is 114 years old, I think it is. Or no, 107. It was built in 1914. But definitely has Addams Family vibes. I haven't encountered anything haunted or paranormal to that degree, but the house has a tendency to lose things. And not just in a way where, oh, I'm just moved and I don't know where anything is. No, I know damn well I put it somewhere and it just sucks things into the house. So that is a bit odd. When I was outside smoking a cigarette one night out back, the way the lighting was, I swore that there was a Mother Mary statue next to the garage, and there's not. So still trying to figure that out, or if I was tripping, or whatever. So that's where I've been the last month and a half, 2 months, whatever it was that I talked to you guys last. But fortunately, a lot of movie theaters are opening back up, and HBO Max has still been kind enough to have things that are in the theaters in case you don't want to get up off your couch, which, with doing a lot of work around the house, it's not that I don't want to go to the movie theater, it's just that I got a lot of shit to do around the house, and all the movie theaters by me only have evening times. I'm like, what the fuck happened to a good old matinee, please? So I watched The Conjuring 3 on HBO Max. Now, I do believe I did episodes about The Conjuring at one point. Maybe it was when I was still on Podbean, I don't remember. I think the first two are great. I have nothing but good things to say about them. They are definitely one of the stronger movies that came out in the 2010s. The spinoffs, not so much. I think The Nun had a good idea behind it, but it was executed poorly and a lot of cheesy jump scares. The Annabelle movies also aren't great. I wanted to like them. La Llorona, The Curse of La Llorona, I watched on a plane on the way to San Diego, and I'm pretty sure I fell asleep. And if I fall asleep during a movie, it's not always a reflection on the quality of the movie. At that point, it was pretty boring. I wanted to like it because I like the whole Mexican horror aspect, and Linda Cardellini is pretty dope, but all in all, wasn't very impressed. Now, The Conjuring 3, I will say, I always look at different reviews, and on Facebook, I'm a part of a couple different horror groups. It was getting a lot of shade, a lot of hate. But I like to develop my own opinion and stuff, and I went ahead and watched it. And you best believe I have a fucking opinion. So, I think haters gonna hate, but that movie kept my attention the entire movie. It was very entertaining. It starts off really strong. Matter of fact, probably one of the strongest intros I've seen in a horror movie in quite some time. It's not going to ruin too much, but it's an exorcism. And before you roll your eyes, because I know a lot of times exorcisms are done poorly in movies, but this one, holy fucking shit. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to ruin anything, but definitely one of the stronger intros of a horror movie that I've seen in quite some time. Now, this takes place when the Warrens are a little older. This case in particular was one that they swore was like one of the craziest and worst ones. Caused Ed Warren to have a heart attack. Essentially what happens, and this isn't given away too much, this is at the very beginning of the movie. They're doing this exorcism on a little boy, and his name escapes me at the moment. And the little boy's sister's boyfriend is really upset that this demon is just taking advantage of this poor little boy's soul. So he challenges the demon and says, take me instead. So the demon goes into the adult man boy instead of the little boy. The little boy is saved, everybody's happy, but as you may guess, that demon went into the adult man boy and starts to wreak havoc, and much worse than it did in the little boy. Matter of fact, he is possessed and thinks something is chasing him and winds up murdering his boss because him and his girlfriend live at the dog kennel that they work for. Stabbed him a bazillion times, gets locked up. So then the Warrens have to help make a case for him that he was possessed. And at one point, Ed Warren says to the attorney that's defending him, saying, you know, you put your hand over the Bible and swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. The court accepts God. It's got to start accepting the devil, which I was like, yeah, that's pretty badass. So that's the basic premise of the movie. So without giving too much away, it is based on a true story. Now, you know as well as I do, when they say based on a true story, it's not a fucking documentary. It's not fact for fact. It matches up completely. They take liberties with the movie because it's a movie and people want the drama. They want the flair. They want the scares. So this murder trial, it's all true. And the Warrens in real life did claim that this kid was possessed. Although I was reading about the true story, that family had actually sued the Warrens in real life because they're like, they just wanted to exploit us. They just wanted to make some money off of us real quick. When they published a book about us, they had promised us that we'd be millionaires. All we got was $2,000 and a bunch of visits to therapy. The dude was never possessed. They fabricated that. And I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but a lot of people, the Warrens are very controversial. Lorraine Warren just died within the last couple years. I think Ed's been passed for quite some time. But there's a lot of people that think the Warrens are frauds. Especially when they're most known for Amityville. In Amityville, a lot of people were like, yeah, that's convenient. They just didn't want to pay for that house, whatever. There's nothing wrong with it. There are people that still live there to this day. So yeah, a lot of people doubt the credibility of the Warrens. I don't know. I could see both sides of it where there's some truth behind it, but also, yeah, maybe want to make some money. And a lot of people that have come in contact with the Warrens have said, you know, they were really nice people, but they're complete phonies. I forget, somebody that was of a more scientific background, more skeptical, kind of like the Scully-Mulder dynamic, had done a piece on the Warrens and discrediting them, essentially. And I think they had said that yeah, they're nice people, but they are full of shit, essentially. Excuse me. Ew. So I chugged two monsters this morning and just had a beef stick, and it sure fucking smells like it. Yes, I'm back, all disgusting and all. So back to the whole true story thing. So yes, that murder trial was a true story. How the demon came about, the vengeful spirit, how that was conjured up, and I don't want to say anything, I don't want to ruin anything. That was all made up, that got pretty far-fetched. If you watch, because I remember watching the movie and be like, okay, this is most certainly not the true story part of this at all. There's no way. But all in all, very interesting. The ending was on the weaker side, I'll say that. It could have been better. It definitely wasn't nearly as kick-ass as the beginning was. Okay, and a lot of people are like, I didn't like it. Okay, it's a sequel. Do you go into it expecting that it's going to be better than the original? No. Not everything is aliens, okay? That is an exception to the rule of sequels. I think that the order of good in The Conjurings is 1, 2, 3. It's as simple as that. No, it's not as good as the first two, but it held my attention the entire time. It kept me entertained. I liked the plot. The beginning was awesome. I really can't complain. There are a couple complaints I have, though. I shouldn't say that. Of course I'm going to complain about something. One thing that drove me nuts the entire movie is that Ed and Lorraine were supposed to be older. They talked like they were older. Patrick Wilson moved around like he was an old man. He was using a cane and shit. But they didn't do anything makeup-wise, really, or anything to make them look older. They dressed older, whatever. Oh, hey, Podcat. She's probably going to come and knock shit over. So, that really kind of annoyed me. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay, it's still working good. That really annoyed me. Sorry, bear with me. I love having my cats around, but they're not the greatest for keeping technology intact. I do intend to make this more of a permanent studio, but this is kind of just a makeshift one at this point. But yeah, so they were like hobbling around and shit with canes and taking arthritis medication and talking about their bowels and shit, but they didn't look any older at all. So that was really kind of stupid, I thought. Another thing about the movie too that, and I was talking about to my friend Rachel about this, that bugged me, is that here we have another movie that portrays witchcraft in a very negative, devil-worshipping light. And, you know, of course there's devil-worshippers, they're all around, but not every form of witchcraft is linked to conjuring up demons and worshipping Satan and stuff like that. So The Conjuring just 3 just perpetuated that stereotype. That's probably about as woke as I'll ever sound when it comes to talking about witches. So, there's that. But, all in all, I thought it was a good time. I liked it. I think that, what's her name? Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson continue to do a good job playing Ed and Lorraine Warren. They make it interesting. Plus, Patrick Wilson is hot. Vera has pretty eyes. It's like, you know, it never hurts to watch something where somebody is good looking. We can't all be models. We can't all be beautiful. But for the people that are, fuck, I like to look at them. Sue me. Whatever. So I think it's good. And I think I had read that they're going to try to make another movie off of another case that happened. So I don't know if they're going to just keep leaning in that direction where it's old case, old case, old case, or if they're going to make shit up. I think that they like having the authenticity of the real cases with these movies. So this is a little longer for a horror movie too. I want to say it was almost 2 hours. It doesn't feel that long. But if you're like me and sometimes have a short attention span, then I don't know. Maybe drink some NyQuil or something so you're more calmed down and pay attention. I don't know. Do what you gotta do. Make a NyQuil vodka smoothie. Perhaps take some Adderall. I don't know. Do what you do to focus. But it is a little bit longer. And if you hear some noise in the background, Ruckus has found something in the room. Actually, the room of the house that I'm in right now, I'm turning into a horror room. So right after I get off of here, I am going to take this ugly-ass border down. And then gonna put some movie shelves up. It's about to be lit. I will definitely be posting pictures on the Boogie Nights Instagram. Because I figure all y'all would appreciate it. So go watch The Conjuring 3 if you haven't already, HBO Max, theaters. I would like to see A Quiet Place 2, even though the first one wasn't like, I mean, it was great, don't get me wrong, but there's definitely some plot holes that were like, oh yeah, well, we could scream next to this stream, but everywhere else, no. It's like, well, you're still making noise, so, but that being said, the fact that John Krasinski is a comedic actor predominantly and directed such a badass movie, I got respect for that. So I'd like to watch the second one and see what it's all about. I don't know. But, so I will definitely be getting back to you guys more regularly with horror movies. I actually just watched another newer one the other night called Separation. It got just annihilated by critics and audience. I don't think it was as bad as they made it out to be. I would give it a C-. Like, it was simple, but almost too simple in parts, and they could have done better, but it certainly wasn't as bad as people said it was. I've seen a lot fucking worse. So maybe give that a try, see what that's all about. Another thing I'd recommend, too, if you have the Shudder app or have access to AMC, check out Eli Roth's History of Horror. Oh my god, you want to talk about something that'll just make you so much happier. I've been so crabby with work recently, and I get off of work and watch the show and just be in so much better mood. I want to go through and actually, instead of, since I've watched all of them, I want to go through and write down all the ones that I haven't seen. But I forgot where I was going with this. Fuck. I do that all the time. But give that a try, because season 2's out, and there's more subgenres of horror. I think it's cool as shit. In other news, I don't know if y'all have heard, but Rob Zombie is doing a different take on the monsters. So I'm pretty pumped to see what that's all about. I'm sure Sherry Moon's going to be like a Cousin It or some shit, but... Oh, wait, that's Adam's Family. Wow, I'm a noob. Maybe she'll be Herman Munster. I don't know. Maybe she'll bring out the white horse from Halloween 2. Who knows? Only time will tell, but I'm fucking excited to see what it's all about. All right. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you have anything that you want me to watch and review, please let me know. I'm all here for it. And I hope you all stay safe, stay well, stay spooky. All right. Peace, y'all.